time to check back in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo, Chair of the Board of License Commissioners, to get an update on the April 9th board meeting. Hi, Nikki.
How are you, Joe?
Doing great, thanks. It was a busy one because you had 1 week off, right?
Yep, that's right. So we got right to it. Everyone was in attendance, and we got to agenda item number one, hearing regarding the request of the Best Buddies International for a special use permit for their 25th annual Best Buddies Challenge, Hyannisport on Saturday, June 1st. Riders are expected to be through the city of Quincy, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Paul Curley was there, as always, representing for the last 20 years. And they're expecting about 1,000 people, riders, to be through Quincy, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. They spoke about traffic control, of course, and the chief already had it on his radar, and they're working with the Quincy police to make sure that it's a safe and fun day for those riders going all the way to Hyannisport. And that went through 5-0. Agenda item number two, hearing regarding the request of the South Shore YMCA for a special use permit, 1 day liquor license for their annual Taste of the South Shore fundraiser event on May 8th from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. This year's event will be held at the Hale Family YMCA at 79 Coddington Street. This is an annual event that they usually held at Lombardo's for years and years. And since the closing of Lombardo's, they decided, let's try something new and hold it at their new facility over there on Coddington Street. Nick Bendicken was there. He is a representative from the YMCA. This will be on Wednesday, May 8th, 21 and over, with wine and beer, and they're expecting 450 to 500 people for that event. And that also went through 5-0. Agenda item
President,
number
Paul Gorman, and he said they're going to have a sports theme this year. So little concession stand set up all around their field house. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it does sound like fun.
Yeah.
Good local event for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dave Lombardo from Lombardo's is still going to be part of it. So that's nice too.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Agenda item number three, hearing regarding the request of the Prison Book Program at 1306 Hancock Street, the first parish church across the way here, for a special use permit, 1 day liquor license for a fundraising comedy night on April 27th from 5 to 7 p.m. Kelly Rotsman was there. Talking about the event, they're going to have the New Normal Boston for comics. One of the comics actually volunteers there and has come up with this idea for a fundraising event for the prison book program. They will serve beer and wine, and they plan on selling about 100 tickets. And that will be on April 27th from 5 to 7, and that went through 5-0.
Very good.
Agenda item number four, hearing regarding the request of the New England Free Jacks for a special use permit, 1 day liquor license for a special event featuring the Boston Crusaders at Veterans Memorial Stadium, 860 Hancock Street on June 14th. From 6 to 9, they're expecting 200 to 300 people. Dave Jones was there, and he spoke about the request from the Boston Crusaders to come in for this special event after he had come in for his already scheduled events there at the stadium. So, there was no comments from the audience. There was no comments from, they pretty much have it down there the Free Jacks at the stadium, and they with 200 to 300 people, that's easy for them to accommodate. So that went through 5-0 as well.
Excellent. And the Crusaders are awesome drum corps. They put on a great show.
Yeah, they certainly do. The Free Jacks are just, getting so much publicity, and the events that they have there are really picking up in Quincy. So good for them. Agenda item number 5 here regarding the request of Gennaro's Eatery Inc., 12 Blanchard Road, for a change in doing business as name on their wine and malt beverage restaurant license from Gennaro's to Gennaro's and Son Italian Bistro and Wine Bar. Jerry Martuccio and Anthony Martuccio, as everybody knows, Jerry has been in Quincy for 30 years and is going to semi-retire. And so his son Anthony will be managing more, and wants to put a little spin on it, reinvent Gennaro's and Sons. So that went through 5-0 as well.
Oh, I can't picture Jerry completely retiring. I have a feeling
It's
he'll still be there at 5 in the morning baking those pastries.
funny because we said the same thing, and his son was there representing and said, "Oh no, he's only semi-retiring." And we made sure that we gave a shout out to Jerry for being such a good business owner in our city for over 30 years, and wished that success upon his son as well. Yeah, it would have, it's a staple.
It really
So,
is. Yeah.
yeah.
I started going when they were just a teeny little, like 2-table bistro before they
I
expanded.
know. Yeah. My parents lived up the street, so we loved it.
Yeah. And Anthony's been involved for a while now, so I'm sure it'll be a good team.
Yep, exactly. Agenda item number 6, here regarding the request of PM Smith LLC doing business as Four Yard John McNeil manager for the transfer of the on-premise all-alcohol beverage restaurant license presently held by RAC 208 Inc. for the premise located at 208 Washington Street. The premise is a single-story ground-level restaurant with approximately 868 square feet inside, and there is also an outdoor patio with approximately 1,250 square feet. John McNeil was there to represent. He is going to be taking over ownership of the Poor Yard, and Cagney's as well. And so that's going to be 25 indoor seats and 50 outdoor seats. No questions, concerns from anyone in the audience, as well as the board. And that went through 5-0. Agenda item number 7 here regarding the request of Mally Cat LLC doing business as Cagney's John McNeil manager for the transfer of the on-premise all-alcohol beverage restaurant license presently held by MDB Inc. for the premise located at 214 Washington Street. The premise is a single-story ground-level restaurant, approximately 2,700 20 square feet. John McNeil buying Cagney's. That went through 5-0. We spoke to John at the hearing, not planning on any major renovations or changes at this point. The manager is staying. I believe the staff is as well. We wished Mark DeBona the best in his retirement. Me knowing Mark over the years, I don't think that he will be retired for long. He's a go-getter and probably, served Cagney's and for 30 years, and looking ahead for himself and We wish him well in his retirement as well, and that went through 5-0. That did conclude our agenda items, and our next hearing will be on April 23rd.
Very good. For restaurants that want to have outdoor dining, Nikki, do they have to, is there like a deadline they have to apply for a permit or anything?
No,
No.
they just go into the gov, what is it called? OpenGov.
Okay.
Into the OpenGov and apply, and we'll all, make our comments or approvals, and they'll come before the licensing board. Most have them.
Is that
Most
right?
already,
Yeah.
yeah, most already have them, the ones that want them. And if any new ones do, we'll certainly take it into consideration.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, it's going to, I think ever since the pandemic, it's not going away ever again.
That's for sure. Look at Boston.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, very good. And now you've gone to the dogs.
Yes, we're full on dog season here in the clerk's office. Just want to send out a friendly reminder to make sure that you license your dog in the month of April. We're here 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. You can certainly sending your information by mail with a check for $10. After April 30th, there will be a $10 late fee. So in order to avoid that, please, get your dog's license renewed by then. And if you have any questions on your dog's rabies, if you've licensed him before, we have that information available here. You can certainly call our office at 617-376-1135 or 1136.
Okay. And did you already have the rabies vaccination clinic, or is that
Yes.
coming? Oh, you already
Nope.
had
It
it.
was last weekend and it was a huge success again. We thank the Parks Department for helping and the animal shelter for all their volunteers and it's a huge success. We did cats, dogs, over 100 dogs, and it was just 10-1. So perhaps next year, looking at even expanding it.
Okay, very good. Thanks so much, Nikki. Great to catch up with
Okay.
you.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.